Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this lecture we'll discuss Marxist literary theory or Marxist literary criticism. First of all, what is Marxist literary theory? Aur usse bhi pehle, what is Marxism? See, Marxism is just the principles, the philosophical principles, economic principles as propounded by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. And Friedrich Engels was one of the companions of Karl Marx. And why is Marxism famous? Because Karl Marx offered a materialist criticism, materialist conception of history. And there is a very famous saying that history is a series of class struggles. Okay? A very famous quotation that history is a series of class struggles. So Karl Marx analyzes history, the various phases of history, as well as the contemporary society in which he lived. Using economic yardsticks, he analyzes how economics ultimately shapes everything else. And when you read Marxism, there is a very famous architectural metaphor that Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels use to make us understand what they actually mean. So suppose koi building ban rahi hai, theek hai? Every building has a base, right? And then the superstructure. And the base has to be strong. It is the base which ultimately determines what kind of superstructure can be made. Matlab, broadly speaking. And similar is the explanation that Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels give. Okay? They say that finance, capital or economics is the base and everything else, social, political, religious, cultural, everything is the superstructure. And ultimately, it is economics, it is finance that shape all the other things. It is not the other way around. It is not the superstructure shaping the base. It is the base that is shaping the superstructure. So this emphasis on economics, this emphasis on the material conditions of society in which we are analyzing or we are talking about. ठीक है? Now, उसके बाद आते हैं, what is Marxist literary theory? See, Marxist literary theory in general is just applying the principles of Marxism to analyzing literary works. ठीक है? So, if you remember little bit of Venn diagram from school days in mathematics, Marxism is the larger circle and Marxist literary theory or literary criticism is the smaller circle inside that larger circle. Okay? So as a definition, Marxist literary theory is a critical approach that interprets literature through the lens of Marxist ideology. Okay? Focusing on the socio-economic factors that influence the creation and reception of literary works. Okay? So this emphasis on socio-economic factors. And as I told you that this theory is rooted in the ideas of Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, who believed that literature and art are products of the material conditions of their time. And they too reflect the class struggles within society. Okay? So this can be a good definition of what exactly Marxist literary theory is and how it is connected with Marxism. After this, let me also highlight that Marxism is something that students of political science read, because ultimately it is a theory of the political economy of any place, okay? Political economy. But as we all know that literature is not something that can be divorced from the socio-economic conditions of its times, right? Literature just reflects the society in which it was first written. Okay, broadly speaking. So in literature, when you are studying Marxist literary theory, always focus on how the principles of Marxism can be applied to analyzing literature. Okay? Now after that, let me tell you that the main ideas of Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels are contained in two books. One is called the Communist Manifesto. Okay? Communist Manifesto, which was published in 1848. Okay? Now, another important work by Karl Marx is called Das Kapital. D-A-S, capital K-A-P-I-T-A-L. This was published between 1818 to 1883. Now, in this work, Karl Marx elaborated his theory of the capitalist system. And he stated in this book that his purpose or his aim is to, quote, to lay bare the economic law of motion of modern society, unquote. Okay? To lay bare economic law of motion of modern society. So he talks about capitalism, he talks about labor, surplus value. Okay? These are things that he explains. But with respect to Marxist literary theory, even after Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, there are plenty of other scholars, other theorists that have contributed to evolving and developing Marxist literary theory. Okay? So from an exam point of view, you should know what the major contributions of these scholars has been. There are some important words or terms or phrases that these scholars or theorists have propounded. So what is the meaning of it? Okay? So first of all, let me tell you in slightly more detail about the evolution of Marxist literary theory. As I told you that the root is in the philosophy, in the ideals of Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. They are the ones who laid the groundwork for Marxist literary criticism by emphasizing the role of economic and social conditions in shaping human consciousness. In shaping human consciousness as well as cultural products. And they also argued that literature is not just a reflection of reality, but also a tool that can influence and change it. A tool that can influence and change reality. Later on in the early 20th century, there was the development of something called vulgar Marxism. Vulgar Marxism. V-U-L-G-A-R. So what is vulgar Marxism? See, vulgar Marxism is a kind of criticism. A criticism which sophisticated Marxist theoreticians give about how the principles of Marxism have been oversimplified by few other scholars. The well-known theoreticians such as George Lucas, then Adorno, then Louis Althusser, all of these well-known theoreticians say that we should not reduce Marxism only to the economic base of society controlling everything. That is a reductionist method. That is a oversimplified method. Instead of that, we should try to understand the nuances that underpin economics, how there is an interplay between economics or economic factors or cultural or ideological factors. Okay? So vulgar Marxism is a kind of criticism of the oversimplified and deterministic interpretation of Marxist theory. Now, as I told you earlier that after Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, other theoreticians, other scholars have also contributed to the further development of Marxist literary theory. Okay? I told you the names of few, but thinkers like George Lucas, Theodore Adorno, then Walter Benjamin, they have expanded Marxist literary theory. Okay? For instance, George Lucas introduced the concept of totality. Okay? Totality. Within quotes, totality. And totality basically emphasizes the interconnectedness of social and economic factors in literature. Afterwards, we have the Frankfurt School. And what is the Frankfurt School? The Frankfurt School of Marxism. See, this school offered a critique of mass culture, a critique of mass culture and its role in perpetuating capitalist ideologies. Later on, with the rise of post-structuralism and post-structuralist Marxism, we have theorists like Louis Althusser, then we have Frederick Jameson, who integrated Marxist theory with structuralism and post-structuralism. So Louis Althusser, introduced the idea of ideology as a pervasive force in shaping human consciousness, while Frederick Jameson focused on the cultural logic of late capitalism. The cultural logic of late capitalism and the role of literature in reflecting and resisting it. Now, after that, before I discuss the aim of Marxist literary theory, so you should try to understand some important terms in Marxism. For instance, ideology kya hai? What is false consciousness? What is the proletariat? What is the bourgeois? So first, let me tell you what is the meaning of bourgeois. B-O-U-R-G-E-O-I-S. Bourgeois. This is a French word, French pronunciation hai iski. That is why the spelling is somewhat strange than the pronunciation. But just get the spelling right, that is enough. So what is the meaning of bourgeois? See, basically it is a term used by Marxists to describe the ruling class, ruling class of people that own the means of production. And they also exploit the working class. Ek broad definition hai, easy to understand. The ruling class that owns means of production and exploits the working class. After that, what is the proletariat? What is the spelling? P-R-O-L-E-T-A-R-I-A-T. Proletariat. Kya hota hai? This is a term used by Marxists to describe the working class. Earlier it was the ruling class. Now it is the working class that sells its labor power to the ruling class. And the proletariat is also oppressed by the capitalist system. Afterwards, ideology kya hota hai? See, this is a term used by Marxists to describe the system of ideas. System of ideas, beliefs, values and norms that shape the perception and behavior of people in a society. Ek simple one line definition. A system of ideas, beliefs, values or norms that shape the perception and behavior of people in a society. Uske baad false consciousness. Ye kya hota hai? See, a consciousness that is not reflective of reality. That is not representative of reality. That is why a false consciousness. So basically, this is a term used by Marxists to describe the condition in which people are unaware of the true nature of their social and economic situation, okay? And they also accept the dominant ideology as being natural and inevitable. This is what false consciousness is. This lack of awareness of the true nature of their social and economic condition. उसके बाद एक और वर्ड आप बहुत बार पढ़ोगे मार्क्सिज्म में और मार्क्सिस्ट लिटरेरी थ्योरी में, एंड दैट इज हेजेमनी. ठीक है, HEGEMONY, हेजेमनी. व्हाट इज हेजेमनी? हेजेमनी इज अ टर्म यूज्ड बाय मार्क्सिस्ट्स टू डिस्क्राइब द डोमिनेशन ऑफ वन सोशल क्लास और ग्रुप. ठीक है, द डोमिनेशन ऑफ वन सोशल क्लास और ग्रुप ओवर अनदर बाय मीन्स ऑफ आइडियोलॉजिकल, कल्चरल और पॉलिटिकल इन्फ्लुएंस रादर देन बाय डायरेक्ट कोहर्शन और फोर्स. ठीक है, सो इंस्टेड ऑफ यूजिंग फोर्स दे यूज अदर मेथड्स सच एज आइडियोलॉजिकल, सच एज कल्चरल, सच एज पॉलिटिकल टू डोमिनेट अनदर क्लास ऑफ पीपल और अनदर ग्रुप ऑफ पीपल. ठीक है, सो दिस डोमिनेशन इज व्हाट इज हेजेमनी. ठीक है.